Happy Wednesday evening. Today it is November the 20th, 2019. Another 1 hour show with questions and answers with the Elohim. The Elohim is the group soul on the other side of the veil. And they speak through Terry Brown in Sedona. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yes.
Dharmananda.
Hi. Right.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Welcome.
Hi.
All right. And for those that want to submit a question, you can do so by emailing your question to Win to a specific email address, which is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Prudy, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Prudy.
You. Hi, Antonio. Hi, Wanda.
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie Nelson.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good. You guys are on early.
Yep.
I didn't know people got on early. Okay. Good. I'll come on early more often.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody on BBS. We're about to get our frequency on.
You're tuning in. You're 2 minutes away from the hour, and we wait for Wynn and Terry to present themselves here shortly, hopefully. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is White Dove in Idaho.
Good evening, White Dove. Welcome.
Hi, White Dove.
White Dove.
Hi. Hey, I had an idea for you kids. I'm a grandma and great-grandma. And I consider you all family. So if anybody's having a bad day or feeling overwhelmed, consider you're being hugged by this grandma.
All right.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Well, bye, Jeff.
I'll be
there
for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you. I'm coming over.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye, Jeff. I'm having a great day, but please give me a hug.
Okay, hugs at you.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
I'll take two.
Take two? Okay.
I'll take three.
Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer show. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. It is questions and answers with the Elohim. The next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Antonio.
Terry, thank you so much for the work that you are doing for all of us. It is something very outstanding. And
phenomenal.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's got a lot of payback. It might not seem like it, but like the earth spirits have just been sending me all kinds of love today.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Yay. That's the same.
Somebody else joined in. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Lauren from Fort Washington.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy.
Right. Yeah, the Earth Spirits. That's fantastic. Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer show. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Can I hear somebody else join in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Awesome.
You know the is that Wanda?
Good evening. Welcome to the questions and answers with the Elohim. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hey, and the next person, free. Welcome to you. Go ahead.
Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hi, Wanda. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Wanda.
Is Terry on the line?
Hi, Wanda.
Terry is here,
yes.
And the next person is joining. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Phyllis from Squam.
Hi, Phyllis. Welcome.
Hi, Phyllis.
And I believe another person joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location. Oh, the next person, welcome. Please say a name and location.
I'm Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Yep. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to you, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And, of course, a warm welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS. We can see you. We can hear you. But we appreciate you being tuned into this show. Thank you.
You know what? We're becoming experts at tuning into beings that we can't see and we can't hear.
Especially, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hello.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hello, Roger.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I was going to mention the earth spirits that Terry is talking about. That is something fantastic to be acquainted with and to connect with those beautiful spirits.
Here.
I want to thank them. Hello, Earth Spirits. Thank you for being here. Much love.
It's
much.
Sort of like it can be a thankless task.
Yes.
And they're so appreciative that we're recognizing what they're doing.
Mm.
Awesome. Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer show. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. Awesome.
Must be boring to be an earth spirit. I wonder if they ever say, why don't you take my location and I'll take yours?
I suspect we keep them quite busy.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bill in Sky Valley.
Hi, Bill. Good
evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
And another person joined in as well. Your name and location.
It is I, Don Herman.
Hello, hi, Don Herman. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
I think Earth Spirits are first.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Go ahead, Morgan. That wasn't Morgan's voice. All right.
Somebody said they think earth spirits are terrific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Is that Abby?
Trudy.
No.
Trudy. Yes.
They're great.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi. This is Cecil from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'd like to get put in the light today. I got a really bad dizzy spell going on, and I know how to fix it, but I won't be able to do it till after the call. But I would appreciate the help from our friends on the other side when I do that to make it.
Are you going to be on the Whole Planet Healing call?
Yes.
Okay, so, well, I'll tell you what, we can ask a question about it on this call, okay?
Okay.
And see what they say.
Well, I know what it is. It's the little crystals that get loose in the inner ear, and I've got to do what they call an Epley maneuver to get them put in the right place. It's rather dramatic. It makes you dizzy and sick and everything else to do it.
Mm-hmm. Have you done it before?
Yes.
Yeah. I've done it with people.
Yeah. And the last time I did it, I was throwing up sick.
Oh.
Yeah. This is pretty bad this time too, but I kind of know how to handle it. So I'm using a cane and with one hand and holding onto the wall with the other.
Did you hit your head?
No, I didn't hit anything. It's just something that comes on. I think the last time that I did it, I didn't do it as effectively as I should have.
Mm.
I've learned a lot about it since. It's called an Epley maneuver. E-P-L-Y.
Right.
And
I've used it on myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do it for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's pretty serious when that happens.
It is.
And another thing, if we've got time, I went to a meeting the other day, and there was a guy, not a guy there, but a person representing this guy. Now I can't think of his name. Anyway, he was representing himself as a kind of a prophet. Maitreya. I'd like to know about Maitreya and whether he's a selfless or other positive entity and what he's got going on.
Well, you know, you're probably not going to get them to say something negative about somebody, okay?
Yeah,
but
I don't think he's negative. I just
would be happy to tell you a story, okay? And you can decide. All right. There's a guy by the name of Benjamin Krem. Have you heard of him?
No.
I already.
I don't know. I can't understand the last name.
Krem, C-R-E-M-E.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Art.
Dr. Art, welcome.
Hi, Dr.
Art. Dr. Art.
Well, hi.
Hey,
hi,
Dr. Art.
Hey there, everybody. Hey, Wynn, Al called me after you called.
He did?
Yeah, sure did. Talked to him for about a half hour.
I must have irritated him.
I don't know. It didn't sound that way.
No.
Oh, well, maybe you jacked him up is what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay.
So what were you saying to Bill?
Cecil.
Oh, Cecil. Sorry.
Well, his major spokesperson is Benjamin Krem. And he's talking about Maitreya, who just shows up and everyone thinks he's the Jesus of the current age, okay?
Right.
And, but he comes and goes. It's hard to put your finger on.
Right.
I don't get a positive thing about it, you know?
Yeah, it made me wonder. myself.
They're announcing that he's going to come on television and talk, and the whole world will change.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin Cram was a guest on George Norrie's, right?
Right.
And everyone started calling, saying they were getting headaches, they weren't feeling well. And George Norrie says, I'm cutting this guy off. See you later. I think that's Terry, isn't that correct? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Somebody it. You were listening. So I would not give any credence to that story. Not at this point, because everything that's come to me about it has been negative.
Mm. Well, the way they're promoting him, you know, big time and making a big deal out of it, makes kind of a negative thing in itself, I think.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the dark is desperate. They'll promote him.
I mean, I read one of Benjamin. I thumbed through one of Benjamin Krem's books, and I got, I can feel energy in a book. How many of you guys can feel energy in a book?
I can.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned that is a fairly reliable rule of thumb, more than what the book says. Like, I felt energy through Terry Friedman's book. I feel energy when I read Elohim Channelings, right?
Yeah.
I didn't feel any energy with Benjamin Krem's book. I don't feel any energy with what's it called?
Maitreya.
Well, I wasn't going to say Maitreya. I don't know if Maitreya doesn't write books, does he?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But Course in Miracles, okay? Which
I felt it in your book. When
pardon me?
Felt it in your books.
Well, me too, but I wasn't going to toot my own horn. You know?
Okay, well, I will for you.
You know,
and the Creator God book as well.
Yeah, well,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, these guys, you know, they're in their words. When you read their words, they fail you and they start coming into the space. I mean, I've learned that over and over again.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. So.
I felt that when I was reading the Through Alien Eyes, the one that I sent you, that you put on your shelf and haven't looked at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd learn a lot in that, Wynn, if you'd read it. It talks about you in a previous life. A lot about the pyramids.
You know, Bob Dylan said something that I never forgot years ago, right? He said, I forgot more than you'll ever remember.
More than you'll ever know.
And
I went to see Benjamin Cram. And there was only four people or so in the room. And he was sitting right in front of him, and he just stared a hole right through me. It's like he wanted to get together with me and everything else. I don't know. It's like, no, thank you.
Sounds like a winner.
But I think he's passed on now.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What was it you said about him? You think he what?
I think he passed on.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
No. But,
hey, Raiden.
What's that?
Hello, Raiden.
Good evening.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Awesome.
Hi,
greetings.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Ray.
Maybe we should start.
Yeah.
I was about to.
Let's start.
Okay.
Somebody has a question.
Actually, I don't like to talk about
Hello.
Other people.
We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
I hope that wasn't from the Elohim.
Yeah. Well, they'll be calling.
Maybe that's the raw group.
All right.
That was Benjamin. Maybe that was Benjamin.
Goodness.
Well, you know, I do believe, you know, the thing about it is I do believe Benjamin Krem believed in what he was talking about. You know, anyone who starts talking about who was that lady's name? I don't remember. Theosophy. When I was younger, I
thought
Blavatsky. You know, yeah. And she's an example. It's like she makes it seem as if she knows something you don't know, and you have to follow her to get into what she knows. Okay.
Okay.
And
you
know, she's in.
All right.
She told you what?
Wait at the front desk.
All right, let's get started before
All
Lauren.
Right. And,
before,
and
before,
welcome.
Before Lauren gets mad at me.
That's too late, Vin. He's mad already.
Yeah. We know he's mad already, but not at me. He's just mad.
Lauren,
you got that one right.
Lauren, we love you. And welcome. If you're listening in through PBS Radio, thank you very much for being here.
Muted. The recording has started. This session is no longer being recorded. The recording has started.
Now, Antonio, that's an example of manic depressive action. Trying to start a recording. It's like, should I or shouldn't I? Hello, everybody. It's Winfrey. This is our Wednesday call where people submit questions and we ask them to our sources right on the line. And we take all comers, we take all questions, but we don't always ask all questions. Sometimes we get a whole bunch of questions, and I have to decide which ones are the most. And sometimes we get questions that are inappropriate to be asked. We're not here to expose the negative, and we're not here to tell you who to vote for. We're not here to tell you what things to take to make you well, although sometimes they do. Sometimes they make recommendations. But we ask these questions, and I think more than anything, the answers to the questions, the way they answer the questions, brings a tremendous amount of veracity to our sources. And I know some of you didn't know what veracity means. So it means truthfulness. It's like whoever we're talking to, we know who they say they are, but whoever they are, they have been consistent for years. They have been loving. They have been giving wise advice. They have been demonstrating knowledge about how the universe works that has never been demonstrated.
Yeah, they're very interesting. It's like they're saying, like when you said, whoever they are, you know, they're going, oh,
they were
talking about us, you know. It's like, who are we?
Quick, for the record, today it is November the 20th, 2019.
Thank you. So they enjoyed that, eh, Terry, when I said whoever they are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't blame them. I mean, we think we can say, oh, they're the Elohim. Or we can say, oh, you're Terry. Well, who the hell is Terry?
See, they're getting philosophical, like they're saying, well, you know, it's like, well, who are we? It's like, are we our past check? Are we the name? Are we are we experience? Like, how do we identify pure energy?
Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know who you are, we are in trouble. Or maybe we're out of trouble, because now it gives us all permission to not know who we are. And if none of us know who we are, we can be nothing, which is probably closer to the truth than whoever we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that their point is, like, you know, we aren't the body, we aren't the name, we aren't the job, we aren't the role. We aren't any of that.
Right. We're a bunch of illusions bouncing off of each other. And the illusions take on a certain semblance of solidity because of the way they bounce off of each other. You follow what I mean by that, Terry?
Yep.
You do? Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe other people do too. I mean, it's actually like a cosmic joke, right? A bunch of illusions who become not, you know, seemingly solid because we bounce off of each other. And you validate my illusion and I'll validate yours. And then we can say it's real.
And then so, we think we're the money, we think we're the house, we think we're the car.
You know, if I have money in a house, then I might get laid. And so that's a good illusion, right?
Yeah.
Pardon me language, this is a spiritual call. But, you know, everything is spiritual, believe it or not. And when we try to figure out what are we supposed to do to be spiritual, and we follow all these rules, maybe that makes us spiritual, but it probably keeps us from getting into the habits that keep us unspiritual, okay? Because we all have habits that keep us reflecting in the lower levels. And you know what? It doesn't mean you have to give up those habits. You just have to know you have to not hurt other people if you're into those habits. Because if you hurt someone, it pulls you into karma. You become responsible for the hurt you create. Okay? You become responsible for the love you make. So make sure, well, observe your life. And in the best case scenario, don't create, in a lesser case scenario, don't create hurt. And in a better case scenario, create love. And when you're creating love, you soar on the wings of the love you create. That's how you ascend this realm. And some of you are already doing it. In any case, we have questions for tonight, and we're going to go into them. I'm not going to, let me see how many more. We don't, you know, we haven't been getting a huge amount of questions, and that's probably because everybody knows everything after coming to our call.
for as long as you have. I mean, I can think of questions. I can always think of questions. But they're almost somewhat pedantic. Okay? Even when I know the answers, I say, well, how's that answer going to help people? And, I mean, it can be curiosity about how the realm works. But curiosity is fine. And I'm probably more guilty of it than most people. But okay, let's get started. I got a bunch of questions here, ready to go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us when we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, but that is only a name. We are energy. We do not have bodies. We have a structure, though, an energy structure. And we are here to assist where we can. And we have fulfillment from any way that we can assist. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't apply or resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Hey, yes, we do. First question is from Don Herman, and he's been asking this now for 4 weeks. And Don, we're finally getting to it. What actually is thought, and how can knowing more about it help us? Thank you. Now, Don, I want you to know, when you ask the question, you kind of like force them into an answer. In my opinion, you should be saying, and does knowing more about it help us? Not how can knowing more about it help us, okay? But I'll just say that.
Could you read it one more time?
What actually is thought, and how can knowing more about it help us?
What is thought?
Thought,
you mean,
yeah.
Thinking?
Thinking.
And how knowing more about it can help us?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts are made by beings. Thoughts can be created by an individual, or thoughts can also be played through in one's mind, and the source can be another source than the individual, can be something in the collective consciousness that is playing through, some thought that is thought by a neighbor that is very strong and is duplicated by you. If a thought does, if you don't agree with a thought that you experience or have, then disregard it and let it simply run down or play through. Don't try to deal with it. If you try to dismiss it by countering it at all, it can make it stronger and stick around. We give us a moment. There's another aspect of thought. Often, when you think a thought, if it is like a voice, it is often, it can be something like playing through from a memory. There are many sources of thoughts. And thoughts can come from the mind. A thought can come from the heart and can seem to not have a lot of impact, or not impact, impact is the wrong word. Thoughts can be, we're trying to put it into words that can be understood. A thought can be a material structure that plays through. Thoughts can be projected on somebody and they think it is their own. So beware of what a thought is saying. And some people simply think it is a voice from God or something that they should follow or some kind of advice. But they could be very, very wrong about that. So use discernment when dealing with thought. Thought can be your friend. Thought can come from other realms and can give you scientific advice, scientific information. So it takes two. It takes the receiver to receive the thought. And it takes someone to transmit the thought. This leads to question. Are thoughts from other sources always? No. But there is a difference in the quality of thought. That if it's something that you are cogitating on, and it may not be a voice, it may not seem like it's structured, it may be a flash. Thoughts can be long or they can be very short. Also thoughts tend to be very fast, which if you were thinking of putting a project together, you can think it through very fast. But then putting it actually into the physical universe can be very slow, which can be aggravating. So sometimes thoughts can be lead to frustration because it takes so long to put them into effect or carry them through.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention something that you didn't address, which was language. And we have all these different languages. And in general, there's two kinds of thoughts, as I see it. One is thoughts were in language, and one was thoughts which were in concepts. And they're different. And
yes.
There was a guy by the name of Noam Chomsky, who he was a scientific guy who was studying, I think his thing was linguistics. And he wrote some very interesting books years ago. And he's probably still writing interesting books, but I haven't read them. But the concept was how hard communication is, because we have a way of defining a word based on our experience, and somebody else has a way of defining it in terms of their experience. And when they talk to each other, when people communicate, they don't usually think of this. And you can think you understand someone's language because you put their words in the way that you understand their definitions. And you do it automatically, and the other person does the same thing. Could you make a comment about this, and how do you deal with this when you communicate with us?
We have a translation unit, and we can speak other languages. We can speak we have a translation unit. Our major thought processes are in mathematical terms. And we have some genius entities that work to translate into whatever language is needed to be translated in. And we can not only speak languages, but we can speak to other consciousnesses, other type of consciousnesses. For instance, storms. We can speak to storms through our translation unit and have the storms speak back to us. I can have unique conversations with them. But it is in a translation unit that this is done, and this is very, very fast translations, sometimes to different levels of translation to get it into comprehensible concepts. There is another language, and that is spirit language, has to do with the functionality of something. And colors can, blue can mean change, red can mean of the heart, but there are things, the functionality of something, it represents the thing, and that can translate into a spirit language that can be a universal type of language.
Thank you. And Don, you know, this could be a really longer conversation talking about, we're talking now, as I understand it, we're talking to the Council of On, correct? With the rock.
Yes. We're an aspect of the Elohim, mainly of the Elohim as we speak right now.
But On, as has been told to us before, is the translation unit. of the Elohim.
Yes. They're seamless, so we assume it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe we'll talk about it sometime in the future. Thank you for answering. And we have another question from Jennifer. And she wants to ask if she has a derivative of being an Elohim soul. She seems to, she identifies with vibration and have a vague sense of familiarity with them, meaning the Elohim.
Can you give Jennifer's location?
Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, we see that you have a derivative of the Elohim. We are looking that you also have a derivative of a mixture of indigenous, which gives you a very grounding vibration. You have had many experiences, and as a basis of it all, your Elohim background stands you in good stead.
Thank you. Next question is from, this is from Lauren. And this is a question that maybe we'll pick up on a Sunday, because it's probably a fairly complex answer. And the question is, does the Earth have multiple simultaneous realities or parallel realities where different possibility vortices work out separately? And where different possibility vortices work out separately. And let me give you an example, because we talked about this, because I know we have multiple simultaneous realities happening right here in our 3D. And there's people that come together and they can't communicate at all because they're coming from such different reality perspectives, okay? But what he is asking here is, let's suppose there's an election, and in one election, one candidate wins, but another reality, another candidate wins. Now, are there two separate Earths where they continue out on their own track based on the different results of the elections? I don't know if that's a good example, but
that's your example, right?
Yeah, but I mentioned that to Lauren, and he said, yes, that's good. In other words, right now, at this point, is there another parallel Earth that we don't see the people, but they see each other, and they're working out different things than we're working out here?
There are different parallel realities, that is correct. However, it takes a consensus to make a parallel reality of any substance. Perhaps one person can have its own separate reality, but it doesn't have any supporting reality supporting it, so it's kind of willy blowing in the wind. But for a whole parallel reality to take place, it needs a consensus to break off or to develop alongside of the other one.
Does that reality become invisible to the other reality?
There are different frequencies, so they do not see each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's hard to understand. And the next question from Lauren is, can people go back in time and change the future with a new reality?
Oh, yes. Yes. They can. To change the whole reality of everything again would take a consensus moving into the new reality. However, let's say one person can go in time and can change within parameters of his there's a word we do not know it in English. Of his hologram, perhaps would be the best word explaining that if he goes back and he changes it in his hologram and other people also change it in their hologram of the past, then they can begin to get a reality going there.
I mean, there's been a lot of science fiction movies about this idea where somebody goes back in time and then says, well, I'm gonna kill Hitler while he's still, before he comes into power. And the idea of changing the whole future of the world.
That would not work. That would be, there would be, well, we could see different possibilities. There would be not consensus reality, so that would not be something that would change all history.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, Dharmananda asked a question, and I'll bet you some of you might have had this question as well. And I keep asking God to send the Holy Spirit and angels to heal my body, but to no avail. I love God, so why does God not heal me? Does he want to keep me suffering with my pain for some reason unknown to me? Please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. You and many others have that same question. How come some people get healed and some people don't get healed? The body is a reality that one of the reasons is that it agrees with the reality, the consensus reality, and the body is in that agreement. And although you are not in that agreement, the body is in that agreement. And the body needs to get into a different mode, a different agreement, a different hologram than it is in, and the energies of it are supplied in and out. The energy comes from the neighbors and from the friends and the family and from a major amount of your concepts of how things are. If you look at it as something that you need to work at, it is looking at it from too low a level. If it, you look at it from the standpoint that magically it can be changed, also remember there you are working with a multitude of life, of lives, which are the selves and the individual selves and the communication of the selves and the organs and the different parts of the body. They are operating on that reality that is creating what you are experiencing. To change could, if each of those parts need to change to morph, so to speak. It is a state that is possible to get in. However, you don't have to work at it. You don't look at it from a lower level, like, okay, it's going to happen now, or like that. You're looking at it that something is going to take it and to mold it and make it different. But it has to change within because it is what it is. So the whole thing has to change from within. And this, it takes a really great state of mastery to be able to work with. That is our answer.
There is the idea of how one conceptualizes God. You know, if one comes from a training or a, oh, not a training, but an indoctrination, which many people do, where they have a concept of God that as if God is an individual being making decisions and saying, if God wants to heal me, God will heal me. And I do believe there's lots more to it than this one consciousness saying, I'll heal this person. He loves me. He's a nice guy. And what's the best way to conceptualize God so that you can have the connection you really want?
That you are part of God. You are a part. You are an aspect of God. Your body is an aspect of God. Your life cells are an aspect of God. And as such, there is not a big gap between you and God. And God is there, and he's going to heal you from wherever he is. And it all is one.
Thank you. All right. It's 7:56, and we have one question from John Siborowski that we're not going to have time for tonight. But, John, I'm glad you asked the question, and ask it again next week, and I'll be sure and ask it. And let me see if I can see anyone else here. No, we did get everybody but John, and we will... In this part of the call now, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, which is 712.
What about my answer?
I didn't ask Antonio's question. And Antonio, would you mind asking it again next week?
Okay.
Let me see. Did I copy your answer? I know I sent it to myself. Okay.
You wrote it down.
I wrote it down, but I didn't get it on my list that I formed. But we just don't have time. You think you can live till next week, till we hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if somebody is absolutely in an urgent state to answer their question, might just, how would I say it, you know, change their life in the moment. You can see if I have time, I can try to answer it during the week. And if you can, make a donation, because we don't have time to do those things. But otherwise, you know, at this point now, we're getting to all the questions sooner or later. And, Heis, do you want to unmute everybody?
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you,
Wayne. Thank you, Terry. Love you.
Thank
Cecil,
you,
I didn't I didn't ask your question either, did I?
No, it's okay. I
you didn't
think
ask
I'm okay
mine either.
And who said mine either? Who was that?
Jeannie? Yeah.
Did you send me your question?
Yeah.
Did you send it to questions at intelligent-infinity?
Yeah.
And when did you send it?
I'd say 1:30 or 2:00 this afternoon.
Okay. I actually didn't see it. I'll look again. Send it again next week. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
That's
I missed
okay.
It.
I was just wondering because you said there was only John, and I thought, I wonder if I sent it to the wrong place or something, you know, so I don't know. But I did send it to that address.